If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And a local business news update from the Wichita Business Journal. Next Era Energy Resources is growing its Kansas footprint with a proposed energy project south of Wichita. The Florida-based energy company wants to expand its presence in Sumner County, where it already operates a wind farm with a battery energy storage system and a solar complex at Webb Road and U.S. Route 160 near Oxford. It will start work next year on the first phase on the lithium-ion battery storage project. That represents an initial 150 megawatts of power, an investment of $190 million. That's according to a Next Era Energy spokesperson. That phase is anticipated to take up to a year to construct, should be operational by the year 2027. At build-out, the project, called Webb Road Energy Storage, would have capacity to store up to 300 megawatts, enough to power thousands of homes.
Wesley Medical Center has some major construction projects slated to begin next year, including the addition of dozens of hospital beds, the construction of a second helipad, and a new parking garage. Two major renovations beginning in 2026 have a combined total value of more than $120 million. A $55.8 million project will see a medical helicopter landing pad and two new floors added onto the critical care tower at the Wesley Medical Center campus. Of course, 550 North Hillside, and that's according to a filing with the Sedgwick County Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. One floor will be completed with the addition of 34 inpatient beds by the end of 2027. CEO Bill Volek said in an interview with the Business Journal. That's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. You got all your shopping done for Christmas, Ted?
I think so.
All right.
I think I finished up the last of it yesterday.
Christmas Eve, and it's his.
I still need to buy some food. I still need to stop by the store one more time today. But gifts wise, I'm done.
This is last minute shopper's day for obvious reasons. And yeah, so when you go by the store on Christmas Eve, what would you want to pick up that you probably is not going to be there? I mean, what would be the biggest?
Nah, the stuff I want is going to be there.
Yeah, dinner rolls.
It's stuff for corn, and it's stuff for a dessert.
Okay, so you think
it's stuff like cream cheese and corn, and it'll all be there.
Because my wife is making as I told you last hour, she's making a cheese ball, and she got a recipe, but it's delicious. It's very good. My granddaughter's making the deviled eggs, and I think, and I give this away, but I think what's going to happen, is we're going to order a meal from one of the local barbecue places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how many we have, maybe 8 or 10 people.
Okay.
And the time being my wife and my daughter and their circumstances, they're unable to really, there'd be too much strain to put the cooking on them. They've just been real busy. So we're just going to do it the convenient way, and I'll let you know how that goes. I don't know which barbecue it is, but there are a couple of them that do that, right? Several of them.
Oh yeah,
that's the way we're doing it this year. So there you go.
Very nice.
And you have, what's your traditional meal then? Are you going to have ham, beef? What are we going to have at the Woodwards then?
Good question. I'm not prepared to answer that. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, we would kind of have a duplicate Thanksgiving dinner. We would always have turkey on Christmas Day, but that seems to have gone away now. I don't think we're doing that anymore.
And ham is for Easter,
which kind of disappoints me because I like the turkey dinner.
You know, I was
tonight we were having some sort of a meat and cheese tray type thing, and a lot of finger food on Christmas Eve. And tomorrow for the real meal, I'm not really sure what my brother Ned has planned.
Are you going to Mass tonight or tomorrow?
I will be singing at Mass tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow
at 9
morning,
o'clock.
You get to sing tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that'll be a treat.
Yeah, they kind of
what is it?
Put me in that slot for many years now.
What are you going to sing? What's the song you do?
Mm-hmm. It's usually pretty traditional.
Okay, so it's
usually "Joy to the World," "Hark the Herald." It's nothing beyond the scope of what you would think.
Nothing like it's you want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
It's usually "Angels We Have Heard on High," "Joy to the World," and the Hark the Herald Angels sing. It's pretty traditional stuff.
All right. Well, good luck. No, I don't say that. Break a leg. No, I don't say that. Anyway, that'll be great. It'll be super. There you go.
No, I enjoy singing at Mass on Christmas morning.
I had, and last night I was at Stacy's, at my daughter's house, and one of my granddaughter's boyfriends, I think it was Foster. Yeah, it was Foster. He was talking about a friend of his, a close friend who works at the Warren Theaters.
Yes.
Out on the west side. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'll bet your friend knows his boss. I bet he knows Ann.
I know my sister Ann.
He says, yeah, he's talked about Ann a lot.
Oh, so, yeah.
There you go. Small world. I mean, everybody knows somebody, right? All right, Steve.
Well, in this town, yes.
Yeah. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And can you believe that the year's almost over?
No, I can't. I just told my sister yesterday, I said, how did it get to be December 23rd already?
No kidding.
I just don't understand. I don't get it.
There you go.
It's just amazing how fast time goes.
Just a few days left in this year.
I know.
Well, I'd like to say that it's the last, as far as I know, the last Christmas Eve we'll be doing a radio show together, Ted, unless something changes dramatically.
We've only got five shows left.
We got five shows left, and I'm out of here. I'm retired. And I just wanted to say a word about 12 News and the piece they did on us, because you're in it almost as much as I am. Michael Schwanke came by, and he had a crew go and shoot some B-roll, as they call it. And he put together a nice piece on yours truly. I thought it was well done, very well done. And I tried to email him or Facebook to say thank you for that. I'm a little jealous, of course, because they gave you all. I think they gave you more FaceTime than me when this thing. But
I certainly didn't ask for that.
We didn't ask for anything. I mean, what are you going to do? We've labored away here for 28 years, almost completely ignored.
Yeah, by other media.
By other media. They all, you know. So, and now somebody found out about us.
Finally, got a little press.
Nice to get to know Michael a little bit. He's a nice fella.
The other two TV stations in the Kansas City Eagle apparently don't care, whatever.
It's all right.
But thank you for K-Witch for doing that. That was a very nice piece that Michael Schwanke did.
Yes, it was very nice.
And it was on the 10 o'clock news last night. And I know they're playing it during their morning stuff today, and it's online. It's on their website.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
If I owe somebody money, I can't escape now. Right? There you go. That's the – I'll tell you, and my experience years ago – when I was doing a radio show with another guy, of course, we did the Mike and Mac Real 8 movie.
Yes, which I watched when I was a youngster.
On Fox 24. It was on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, because we're laboring around doing this radio show all the time, right? And I'm going out and nobody knows. Then I start doing a TV show and all of a sudden people know who I am.
Right.
Hey, I saw you on TV.
Even though it's on,
Yeah. It's a very, very powerful medium.
Well, and back when you did the commercials for Star Lumber back in the day, and people were always coming up, even though you're on the air every morning on the radio, people go, hey, saw you on TV.
Star to finish.
Like, okay.
Yeah. And it was fun doing those commercials.
And then I did there was one year, many, many years ago, I did a PR, a public service thing for the city of Wichita about people picking up their dog poop.
Yeah.
So even though I'm on the air every day doing sportscasts and everything, people see me, hey, it's the dog poop guy. I was like, thank you. Thank you. Very proud to have that on my resume.
It's wonderful to be known as the dog
poop. Just because you're on
guy.
TV. Yeah. Yep. That's TV does it, man.
Well, I've talked to you. You know, we know a lot of people who've been on TV.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
you know, our good friend Jim Colby for one, and Bruce Hurdle. And yeah, so you know those people. People call up and they complain if your tie is the wrong color.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on TV, that's just, people just pick you apart. Where they don't even know if I have a tie on right now. That's the beauty of radio.
Isn't it?
The mystery of radio.
You could be sitting there in a tuxedo.
Yes, sir.
You're getting ready for Christmas Eve or a smoking jacket, and nobody would know the difference.
I could be sitting here in a string bikini, and no one would know.
I would know. Be upset.
Yeah.
But no one else would know.
For all people know, you could be standing there right now in a football jersey. They would have no idea.
I could be wearing a stupid little football jersey.
Yeah.
They don't even know if my hair has been combed today.
You never know.
It's
radio.
It's radio.
Yep,
exactly. And we have our secrets. But listen, again, 12, that was a great job you did. Thank you for doing that. It's nice. This took me 50 years, but it's nice.
Yeah, well. Hey.
All right.
We're enjoying it.
We're doing it. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted, and a big battery storage project planned for Sumner County.
Really?
Yep. Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.